I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Cock Worship and Cum Sluffery, written and read by me, Quenby. As soon as we step through the door, our hands are on one another. Pulling off clothes, touching and feeling, our hands made clumsy with lust. He grabs my throat and pins me against the wall. I squeak in surprise, then blush as he chuckles at my reaction. Our mouths meet in a filthy kiss, all open mouths and tongues, hunger and arousal. I melt against his body, surrendering myself to his control. I gasp as he grips my hair, pulling my head back. Pain blossoms as he bites down on my exposed shoulder. I lose myself in the sensation, balanced right on the limits of my pain tolerance. As he releases me, I slump back against the wall. I raise my hand to wipe some spit from my mouth. No. The first words spoken since we entered the room. I obey unthinkingly, putting my hand back down by my side. His hand reaches up. For a moment, I think he's going to be nice and clean my face for me. Instead, his thumb smears the drool across my cheek. His face twists into a sadistic grin as he sees the humiliation in my eyes. He holds out two fingers in front of me, and I take them in my mouth, sucking and twirling my tongue around them. He pulls his fingers out of my mouth, then leans in and whispers in my ear,
"Filthy little slut, so desperate for someone to use your mouth, aren't you?"
I bite my lip and nod, squirming with arousal under his gaze. He drags me across the room and sits down on my bed, pulling me over his knees. I feel him flip up my skirt and jolt forward as he spanks me. Once, twice, a dozen times. I gasp. My cock is hard against his leg now. He drags my black, lacy thong off, chuckling as he feels the damp spot of pre-cum I've left on them. There's a cold drip of lube between my flushed buttocks. His fingers tease my ass, then roughly thrust into me. I groan as he stretches me, trying to relax around the thick digits. He leans over and picks up a butt plug, pressing it against my lips. I hum in anticipation as I suck it into my mouth. I know which one this is. Thick, heavy, gleaming steel which I know will test me. More lube is drizzled on, then I feel the metal, still warm from my mouth, pressing against me. He pushes forward against my body's resistance, and slowly I yield, inch by inch. I whimper as my ass stretches around it. He eases off and pushes harder. I hear him chuckle as I writhe on his lap, caught between the pain of being stretched to my limit, and my empty ass needing to be filled. Please! I beg, not knowing if I want mercy or want more. Finally, the plug slides home. I moan softly in satisfaction, then louder as he teases the bass, rubbing the heavy metal against my prostate. My ass clenches and flutters as he fucks me with the plug. He pushes me onto the floor in a graceless pile and pulls me up onto my knees. What do you want now, whore? I pause. Is this a trick? It wouldn't be the first time he'd pulled this particular headfuck. Smack. He slaps me across the face. I asked you a question. I give the honest answer. I want to suck your cock, sir. He laughs, pulling down his pants to reveal the 8 thick inches I asked for. I lean in eagerly, and he pushes me back. Ask nicely. Please, sir. I want it. I need it. Please, can I suck your cock? Please, fuck my mouth. Please! I know I sound desperate, nonsensical, but I'm beyond caring right now. He pulls my head forward and I take his cock in my mouth. I smell his thick musk, feel the firm cock sliding between my lips. I'm reminded of the plug as my ass clenches with involuntary excitement. I hollow my cheeks as we move in tandem, my mind utterly focused on the dick fucking my most intimate orifice. I pull back a little, swirling my tongue around the head of a cock. I grin around it as I lap up the salty stickiness of his pre-cum, feeling him shudder in my mouth as I tease him. He pulls my head back, and I see I'm not the only one looking flushed now. I think you might have a bit of an oral fixation, he teases. I stick out my tongue, nodding excitedly. Well, since you've been a good slut, I think you deserve to have that mouth filled while I fuck your ass. Well, since you've been such a good slut, I think you deserve to have that mouth filled while I fuck your ass. He picks up my lingerie and shoves it in my mouth. I can taste the pre-cum still on them. He grabs me by the hair and bends me over on the bed. I feel the rustling of a condom packet, and then his hands are back on me, lifting up my skirt, pulling my hips up towards him. I groan as he pulls the plug out of me, resenting its absence. I wiggle my butt in an attempt to entice him and get spanked in silent reprimand. The tip is pressed against my butt. I resist the urge to tease him again. Slowly, he pushes into me, feeling the tight heat of my ass wrapped around him. Oh. I moan as inch after inch of him thrusts into me, till finally his balls are pressed against me. He pauses for a moment, stroking my hair as I get accustomed to his length. When I'm ready, I clench and unclench myself around him. He snorts in amusement and begins thrusting back and forth. He fucks me slowly and gently at first, teasing me, making me beg for more. I push back against his thrusts and, muffled by my thong, beg him, "Foof, foof, woof, hold the, hold the." "What was that?" he asked, his voice the auditory equivalent of a smirk. "Please!" I keen, almost out of my mind with frustrated desire. I feel him pause for a moment, repositioning himself. Then he starts fucking me in earnest. I'm moaning continuously now, the soiled panties dropping out of my drooling mouth. I gasp every time he brushes my prostate as he mercilessly pounds me into the bed. He grabs one of my hands and pulls it down towards my stiff, leaking cock. "Make yourself come before I do," he growls, his voice no longer smooth and commanding, its guttural, harsh, filled with a hunger we're both consumed by. I rub the head, slick with pre-cum, and stroke myself in time to his brutal thrusts. It's not long before I orgasm, screaming, close to tears from the wonderful, awful overstimulation. After a couple more uneven thrusts, he pulls out and flips me over. I flop bonelessly on my back, and he straddles my chest. I watch him pull off the condom and frantically stroke his cock. I stick out my tongue in anticipation. He lets out a guttural moan as he comes. And I feel the warm jizz hit my face. The scent is thick in my nostrils. I scrape the cum onto my fingers and lick it off as I stare into his eyes. "Filthy little cum slut," he says with a smile. I giggle and stick my tongue out. Sir leans in and kisses me, sharing the taste of his cum. This kiss is different. This time it's tender, gentle. I pull him close to me, snuggling into his chest. He kisses the top of my head and whispers to me, "My filthy cum slut." I feel the love, the promise in these words. As I drift off to sleep, my heart glows with the knowledge that I am his, and he is mine. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. And more of me at quembycreatives.com. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at quembycreatives.